Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say. When the band began to play, and we danced like a wave on the ocean of romance. We were liars in love, and we danced, swept away for a moment.
Welcome back. 23 after, thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using that to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. We're going to do our best to inform you, educate you, and entertain you, even entertain you a little bit. We got five. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business sign. We got something that you can do there. Read, listen, ask questions, etc., etc. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, by the way, while you're there. Jane Jordan Meyer is our guest. That's a hyphenated name, Jane Jordan Meyer. And her book is called The Four Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management. That's what we're talking about. But mostly, we're talking about how to keep you out of a crisis. Right, Jane?
Absolutely. Let's do a bit of good old-fashioned planning. And Jim, we were talking about 5 W's and how your 6 best friends in a crisis.
The five. Now wait. Let me slow down for a second. The 5 W's... Which is the five, and how, which is the sixth friend, right?
Correct. All right. That's right. So let's remind ourselves, we've got the what. You know, it's for all the former journalists out there.
The interrogatives.
Anybody who's written a college paper will remember what they had to
cover
off.
Every salesperson has to know this.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's some of them very simple things in life work best, Jim. I'm a big believer. And a crisis... Any crisis plan needs to be able to answer that. So particularly the who, you know,
right.
if the worst but most bizarre, horrible thing ever happens to us, what you know, the first question that everybody will want to know is what happened. It's the first stage
right.
of a crisis
mm-hmm.
when the spotlight is on the incident is what happened. So you need to think about what could happen. What
mm-hmm.
what could put our reputation under, thrust us into the spotlight?
That could happen to us that would cause somebody to actually say what happened, and we'd have to tell them what happened.
Exactly. So you need to know how, and then what are we going to tell people? When are we going to tell people? How quickly are we going to tell people? What are we going to tell them? When are we going to tell them? How are we going to tell them? Is it going to be mm-hmm. the old-fashioned media? I mean,
mm-hmm.
is it on a show like you that we have to explain ourselves to the world? Or is it, do we have a Twitter account? Do we have Facebook friends?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where do we communicate? But most important out of that is the who. It's like, who in the planning? Who could hurt and hinder us? You know, no potentially... the big who. So it's who could hurt us, who could hinder us, but then it's also who can help us in a crisis. And most importantly, who are the big who's in your database? I mean,
mm-hmm.
is your database up to date? Is your contact list up to date? Do you know the after-hours numbers of your key suppliers, your third-party experts, somebody that may have to come in and help you recover? Do you know how to contact them in the middle of the night? You'd be surprised. Sounds very simple to put a plan together like
mm-hmm.
this, but you'd be very surprised, Jim, at how many people out there have out-of-date contact lists.
Absolutely.
I'm working with...
Let me stick something in here, Jane. Folks,
of course.
I'm trying to figure out a way to motivate people to be less of an ostrich and more of a scout. If you'd like to be a little more motivated, imagine all the different places that you're going to have to... explain yourself. You're going to have to explain what happened and why it happened if there's a crisis. All the different places that are brand new now that you didn't used to have to deal with, you know, besides the people you come into contact with face-to-face and the people you know directly, but you've mentioned the social media thing. You're going to have to, you've got a Twitter community. You're going to have to explain yourself in the Twitter community, Facebook, LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera. My point is that ought to help you, help motivate you to avoid a crisis. If you can.
Absolutely. Because a lot of small businesses, I mean, we have in our local area here in Northern California, for example, we have a young woman supported by her family who started this fabulous chocolate, you know, truffle strawberries and cupcakes. I mean, she's got a small business. It's very small shop front, mm-hmm. but she has a fan page on Facebook. And so she has a very motivated, engaged community mm-hmm. on Facebook who like her, literally, you know, you get the like in Facebook,
right.
but like her enough to engage in Facebook. Now, they're your potential friends in a crisis, your fan base. If you're engaging with them and having a good relationship with them and being a good corporate citizen and having a bit of fun socializing with them on Facebook and being friendly, then that's a very smart thing to be doing, because in a, if something goes belly up and the cupcake poisons somebody, God forbid, you want to be able to go very quickly onto Facebook
right.
and say, we're really, really sorry about this. We are shocked and sad just like you are, and we're going to make sure it never happens again.
Well, and also if you've got that community, they can. They, if somebody tries to put something out there that that's not right or is inflammatory or whatever, your community, if you've been connected to them, they'll defend you.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely, and they literally come out of the woodwork and
right.
from very surprising places. It's actually, all the research shows this. There are unintended consequences for every bad thing that happens.
Right.
Good and bad, there are unintended
That's
consequences.
Right. Jane, I gotta wrap it up. But folks, just remember the five W's: what, where, when, and why. Plus how, those are the interrogatives. That's what she's talking about here, making sure you cover these things to prevent a crisis and be prepared. Jane Jordan Meyer, thanks, Jane, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Indeed. Great pleasure. Good luck, everybody, out there with your crisis planning.
See you later. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.